Hey, welcome back to lesson number 3 in module 2 on tools. This lesson is how to write 2, 3, even 10 times faster. So we're going to talk about your how tools. These are the tools you will use that enable you to write faster. These are how you do it. As a reminder, I've provided you with some customized ChatGPT tools to aid you in the creation of these elements, which I'll describe in a different video. It is important, however, that you understand the concepts I'm going to talk about in order to put those tools to the most effective use. So, the number one must-have in your sales letter, postcard, even emails, because it's actually just the subject line, is a headline. You must have a headline on every piece of copy you send. So, I've got some rules on creating headlines. It's kind of like a top 10 or the 10 commandments of a headline. We'll get to the first one now, which is, you must make your headline big and bold. I'm not talking about like font or anything. I'm talking about the bigger, the bolder, the better. Remember my earlier admonition about having guts? Well, when you do your marketing, you must show some guts with your headlines. Make a big promise. Now, you want to be honest. You don't want to tell a lie, but you want to be honest. You want to be brave. You want to show some guts. So make a big promise that truly matters to your prospect. Number two is, don't use all caps for the entire headline. Good Lord, this is like screaming at people. It's just as bad in emails, and it's even worse in text messages. Don't use all caps. It just frankly makes it hard to read. Now, you might want to consider capitalizing the first letter of every word in the headline, as that can be effective. All right, rule number three. You want to consider using quotation marks around your headline. Using quotation marks has been shown to increase response. Why is that? Probably because we're wired that when we see a quotation, it lends credibility to the statement. So putting quotation marks around your headline can be powerful. Then, number four, use long and short headlines. There's lots of discussions about the benefits of a long headline versus a short headline. Well, here's the deal. They can both work. Long headlines, short headlines, both can work. The key is that it follows the previous rules and it speaks to your prospect's interests. So don't really worry too much about having too long a headline or too short a headline. You know, focus on addressing what matters to your prospect. Rule number five. You want to try to write your headlines in a National Enquirer kind of style. They are the gold standard. In fact, that's what you want to look at. Cosmopolitan is also the gold standard. As you go through the grocery aisle, look to your left, look to your right. See what headlines are in magazines and the papers. Those are your gold standard examples. If you don't agree, tell me with a straight face that your head doesn't snap left to the tabloids every time you buy groceries. These people are experts at grabbing attention. That's what your headline needs to do. It needs to grab attention, and you need to be expert at it as well. Number six, you don't want to be cute or try to be clever with your headline. If your prospect has to guess what your ad is or you figure out what your letter is about after they read your headline, the bottom line is it sucks. It's not a good headline, and you lose. So be bold, be brave. Don't be cute. Rule number seven, don't talk about how great you are in your headline. Frankly, nobody cares how great you are. People care about themselves. People care about what matters to them, about solving their problem. So use your headline to speak directly in a big, bold, brave manner to your prospects, interests, and desire. Rule number eight, don't use tricks. Don't try to trick your prospect into reading your ad or your letter. The old example I've seen is like using free sex as a headline. Well, yeah, that's going to get attention. We're just going to make them mad when they continue reading. They find out just trying to sell them a magic show or something lame like that. Make it a big, bold promise and follow through. Here's your headline for that. All right. Rule number nine is always use headline. Always use headline. This is a critical rule. Don't send anything out ever. Or hand out anything out, ever, a piece of printed material or online material or whatever that doesn't have a powerful, benefit-driven headline. Rule number 10, which is, unless you're as famous as Elvis, don't use your name as a headline. line I've always liked is, your name as a headline is a dead line. And that doesn't just count for you, Joe Businessman, but also your business name as well. Sorry, nobody probably knows you and nobody cares. Instead, use benefits to sell your program, product, or service in your headline. You want to use formulas, because formulas are very important, are a very important how-to in your copy toolkit. I saw this wonderful headline. It was a rant on the internet called My Radical Unpopular Coronavirus Theory. I thought it was amazing, and I had to watch the entire video, which was actually very, very good. But more important than this guy's rant was his savvy way of using a headline to capture my attention. I thought this headline could be used as a formula that I could use and leverage in different ways. For example, My Radical Unpopular Weight Loss Theory. Who would want to find out about that? My Radical Unpopular Retire Before You Turn 50 Theory. Well, who's around 50? Who would want to learn more about that? And finally, My Radical Unpopular Theory About Writing Killer Copy Fast. There's a powerful formula built into that headline, and you can see how you can leverage it in different ways, but they all leverage the power of Radical Unpopular Theory. I think it's a beautiful thing. So I've provided in this toolkit, in my copy cookbook, a ton of different headline formulas. Here's a few examples. Finally, a cure for blank. And there's where you would insert the pain your prospect is suffering and the challenges they're facing. How a blank saved me from blank. This leads into a beautiful opportunity to tell a quick story. How your life changed from a before to an after. It's a transformation that's promised in this formula. Bullet formulas. When you craft all your bullets, laying out all the features and benefits, there's a ton of formulas you can use that could actually be used as mini headlines. And they are really, mini headlines as well. The untold truth about blank. Why your blank won't blank. The absolute fastest way to blank. 7 shortcuts guaranteed to blank. Again, all these identify a pain relevant to your prospect. You've done that legwork already. You've researched them. You understand what's going through their minds and their hearts in terms of the hopes and dreams they have. These bullet points just fill in those things that you've already identified. And when you're writing those headlines, writing out those bullet points, the key is to make sure you do not forget adding the benefits. Because the key to making every headline and bullet point super effective is to add a strong benefit or even a series of benefits. So here's a headline that, I thought was okay. The secret to making your company's virtual holiday party sizzle. It's okay. But when you really think about it, what does sizzle mean? It's kind of unclear, isn't it? Is sizzle really a benefit? Is it really important to a meeting planner that their holiday party sizzles? I'm not exactly sure that's a huge selling point. So redoing this, the secret to having a virtual holiday party that's so much fun that every employee will rave about it for years. Now think about that in the mind of an event planner within the company. They now have every employee singing their praises to their manager about how great the event was, and they'll be singing their praises for years. This is a benefit-oriented headline that addresses several emotional needs for that target prospect. So pile on the benefits in your headlines and your bullet point. You know your customer. You know your offer. You've got a great headline. You've got some awesome bullet points that lay out the features and benefits of your products and your services. You know their objections and how to address them. So you've got all this laid out in front of you. But sometimes the hardest thing to do with a sales letter is just get started. That's why in this toolkit, I provide you with some fill-in-the-blank introductions and opening lines. You obviously want to start with something that catches their attention. For example, if you're looking for a quick, easy way to blank, this will be the most important letter you'll read all day. Could be a quick, easy way to sleep through the night like a baby. This will be the most important letter you read all day. Or a quick, easy way to make sure your retirement is fully funded. This will be the most important letter you read all day. Again, you're plugging in the hopes, the dreams, the fears, the pain that you've already identified earlier on. I'd like to tell you about blank. I'm writing to blank. You would use this kind of format to start off making a promise. I'd like to tell you about how you can write killer copy more quickly than you ever imagined. Or I'm writing to explain how you can never experience one more headache ever again. starting with a question can also be a great idea. How much would having an endless line of potential paying customers eager to buy your products and services be worth to you? Plug in the pain, plug in the problem, plug in the challenges that your prospect faces. As you're assembling your sales letter, as you're filling in the blanks, you want to use transitional phrases and connectors. You want to connect one part of your letter with another part of your letter. Again, as I said, copy's assembled, not written, and you're now assembling all the pieces you pulled together earlier that you did your research on. So you want to be able to have all the pieces flow one into another in a seamless way. For example, and now back to my key purpose of this letter. Another one is, but don't just take my word for it. And this is a great lead in for testimonials. In the pages that follow, I'll show you exactly. I have a ton of different transitional phrases or connectors, and you can use these to take the different pieces you built together, like your list of bullet points, and then transition into potentially addressing some objections, potentially offering testimonials, potentially introducing the offer to move from one segment to another, to another, to another. These all work to help pull things together. It's also important to always include a powerful PS. Many times people just read a letter and they'll just read the headline. They'll scan the bullets and the subheads. They might look at one or two bullet points. Then they go right to the PS because the PS is guaranteed reading material. It's real estate that will almost always get read. So don't shortchange it. Make sure you have a very powerful PS. The PS is where you can return to things you said earlier. You can make the urgency clear. Here's why you need to act now. The PS is where you reinforce or add on to a guarantee. You want to make sure they understand there's zero risk to them at this point. The PS could be where you reinforce your authority, your credibility. It's also a great place to surprise people with one more benefit, one more bonus they didn't expect. It's also a great place to offer a special deal, maybe a multi-payment option. Use the PS. It's incredibly powerful. It's incredibly important. Yeah, and you absolutely must include your can't-miss guarantee when you write your letter. Again, we talked a little bit about this already. You want to remove all risk. And in general, the longer the better. Don't shortchange your guarantee. Add in some skin, like you really mean when you say it can cost you if they're not happy. I talked about naming your guarantee. And when you do it. Use your power words. In fact, I'm providing a ton of different power words in this tool that you can use in apply throughout the letter, sprinkle throughout the letter, not just in the guarantee. Finally, consider holding the credit card for a few days to remove that last final bit of risk. The most important how tool is a sales letter formula and template. You always want to use what works for sales letter. Remember that copywriting is formula. And using formulas has incredible power. Recognize that some of your favorite works of fiction, some of your favorite movies are extremely formulaic. Star Wars follows the exact same structure as Back to the Future. There's a very specific formula called the hero's journey that was used to define the structure of those two films. It's a formula. Sales letters use formulas that have been proven over the years to be effective, have been proven to work. So I'm going to give you a simple 9-step formula. It's proven. It's got, I'm in the toolkit, I'm going to use several different templates, but here's one right now. Again, it's only 9 steps, but it's incredibly powerful. Step 1, use a pre-head to nail down and qualify the customer. For example, attention dentists who are ready to move their practice to a whole new level of success. Attention homeowners. Attention men over 50 worried about their appearance. So have that pre-head there to nail down and qualify the customers so they say, hey, this is for me. Step two is use a headline. Of course, a bold, compelling, benefit-oriented headline right at the top of the letter. A headline that follows the guidelines I presented earlier. Be brave, be bold. Step 3, have an introduction and start off with a ton of benefit-oriented bullet points about your program, about your product, about your service. Step 4, make your killer offer. Describe in terms of the transformation the customer will experience when they make the deal. Don't just talk about the piece of the offer. Talk about what it means to them when they actually embrace it, take advantage of it. Step 5 is provide testimonials that prove what you say is true. After you present the offer, show there's real proof that it's changed lives. If you can reiterate the transformation that you mentioned, step 4, so much the better. Step 6, provide a hard deadline, a reason to act right now. Step 7, have a specific, clear call to action. This is so important. Don't futz around with this. Ask for the sale and tell them exactly what to do. Remember, your customer does not know what to do until you tell them what to do. Do they need to pick up the phone and call? Do they need to go to a website? Do they need to press that button that's appearing on screen right now? Tell them specifically what to do. Step 8 is use your first PS. You can have several PSs. Use your first PS to once again recap and summarize your offer. Step 9 is do one more PS. That final PS or PSS is extremely, it's extremely valuable real estate. Repeat your call to action in that second PS. So this is the simple 9-step formula: prehead, headline, bullet points, make the offer, testimonials, hard deadline, call to action, summarize the offer, repeat the call to action. It's simple. It's a very, very, very powerful form. So those are your how tools. You now have who tools, what tools, and how tools. The next module, system, talks about how we systematize the copywriting process so you're never stuck again for producing any kind of sales materials.